This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Papa. Seven of us, even us, on to Father Papa. Seven on to break Papa. Seven on to true Papa. From the Dios and Venon to Papa. Papa. Part of Papa's. Part of Papa. Parts Papa. The parts through which Papa's. Oh, through which we bet Papa's. Through which we bring forth purpose, even parts through which purpose come to breakthrough. Parts, Papa, is the parts of purpose, is the part, is the part that belongs to purpose. Oh, Philaphotephete, prophet fathers. Matifona, my prophet. Father into Father. They go Father into Father. Baptism of fathers is the baptism of fathers. Baptism of they that will be established in the Father. Oh, is the manner of the Father. Even giving unto they that will become fathers. O Bablu Vene Clemvon Prefizo Sumpa Inegia. One step at a time. And I will lighten it up. I will show it up. It's a world of secrets. We open a step at a time. A little here. A little there, A little here, a little there. Prophets, fathers, prophets, fathers, will men, do the will, see the will, and do the will. Do the will, see the will, fulfill the will. Help you, quicken you to help you. It's to quicken you. There is a quickening already. There is a quickening. For my Father quickeneth. My Father is my Father. Is the workings of my Father. Even to bring you into fatherhood. Into fully fatherhood. As a house. Up into the Father. Up into the Father. Come up as a house. Yeah. My servant. Help you to come up. All come up also. Into the Father. Share the Spirit of God.
Amen. Thank you so much. I understand what the Lord is saying there. And we are moving into a zone of fatherhood. We are moving into that zone. I want us to open the book of Mark chapter 5. Verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather, it grew worse. The Bible is telling us that there's a certain woman, she has issue of blood. For how many years? 12 years. And she suffered many things of many physicians. That means physicians turned that to ATM. She suffered. She had issue of blood. And she still suffered in the hands of physicians. Is that not double suffering? Someone that is suffering with a disease. The physicians are taking it as an advantage to suffer her more. Not just that they suffered her. They collected all her money. This woman should be very rich. Very, very rich. They took all her money. For those physicians to put interest in her, to suffer her, they knew she has money. And they collected all the whole money she has. For the thing to even be better, it's like the physicians are making it worse. He said the thing is not even better. Instead, it was growing worse. Verse 27. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. What happened to this woman? This was the first time it will be said that someone touched Jesus and virtue went out of Jesus. It has not happened before. This is the first time. Then, for this to happen the first time, there's something this woman knows that she needs to tell us. There's something this woman knows that she needs to what? Tell us. She heard about Jesus. And after hearing about Jesus, I don't know what happened to her. And what gave her that courage and faith that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Why did she just say that Jesus, come and pray for me like he's praying for others? Why did she just meet Jesus and say, help my faith? She did not even wait for Jesus. She didn't go to Jesus. She went behind. And she touched the same Jesus that people are waiting for to be touched. She was able to touch Jesus and remove the same virtue. Without Jesus being conscious. There is something about the power of God we need to investigate. There is something about this power we need to what? Investigate. Very, very well. Because if she can, from backyard, open the power, then means that power is not stationary. The power is moving. The power is active. And it is available for everybody. Because what she did, if a Gentile do the same thing will happen. If
A cripple do the same thing. The same thing will happen. And straight away when she touched her, Jesus said, who touched me? Many people were touching him. So they were touching him, they were pushing him, they were so surprised. I said, Baba, what's that? But we are not touching him. He knows that one person, one particular person touched me. He knows that one particular person touched me. And virtue went out of me. When they were even trying to convince Jesus that no, nobody, everybody, Jesus said, no, someone touched me. He has to turn back. And he saw the woman. And the woman now confessed. I said, I am the one that touched you. And he told her, you can be made whole. You are made whole. That means the power of God does not need Jesus to come before you. The power of God does not need physical Jesus. The power of God, you know what? It doesn't need physical Jesus. So, even if you read Luke virtual, you hear about a certain man that came to meet you and said, my servant is sick. He said, come and heal the servant. He went there. Before he got there, they said the servant is dead. Jesus said, no, this will never die. But do you know another person came to Jesus and said, just speak your word. Don't even come. But is this Jesus we saw here, is it the same Jesus that we are still serving? Or is there a difference? Is it the same Jesus? Then why are some things not going? I wonder. If a centurion man who is not born again, a man, a ruler, is not born again, but the word of God can work for the ruler. But when we are born again, we have the Holy Ghost living inside of us. Actually, we have Jesus himself living in us. The Spirit of Christ is in our spirit. Holy Ghost is in our spirit. But do you know one thing? We are not saying anything. The woman said in her heart. That's the secret. She said in her heart, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Who revealed that thing to her? As she was hearing about Jesus, the Spirit quickened it in her. The Spirit, what? Quickened it. I guess that's the spirit of faith. He quickened it in her. That if he can just touch the hem of his garment, she must not go and touch the hair. It must be the hem of the garment. Because that was what was revealed to her. You know, it's because you've not come to your dead end about some things. That's why it's still operating. They say all her money, as soon as she still have money, she will still be going to physician. But all her money is finished. And the reason why you can still live some sickness is because you still believe doctors can heal it. But doctors, they don't cure. They just remove the symptoms. The disease is still there. No doctor can cure you. No doctor can cure you. How did they get the medicine? They look at the sickness, the bacteria, and use it to create medicine. And at the end, it's just the symptoms they'll be removing. The sickness is still there. The only man that can cure a man is Jesus. And this morning, is there anyone you have any sickness in you? You have any pain in you? You have any oppression in you? Even if it has to do with your mind, if it has to do with your body, anything at all. Jesus said, all things. Is there anything? He said, all things are possible to them that what? Believe. Do you have anyone that is sick, that is touching your heart? Let's open Ephesians 3 verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in where? So is that power working in you? What we make Jesus do? He's going to do according to what? To the power that is working in you. So if that power is not working in you, Jesus is not able to do anything. Because it's according to the power that is working in you. And it's not only going to do anything. He said he's able to do exceedingly, that's power. Abundantly, that's power. Above is another power. Oh, that And you can what? Ask. And what? Think. Do you know by thinking you are asking? You don't know as you are thinking you are asking. Where Satan will hold you not to receive and not to make that power work in you, he will be giving you wrong thought. And those wrong thoughts, he has gotten it. You have seen it happen. You don't believe that someone that with his cancer can be healed. It's a wrong thought. He knows once that thought is in you, the power will not work. And God will not be able to do anything because he does according to the power. What makes the power to work is because what? You have faith in God that all things are possible. And you hear and you have a relative that is sick, that something is happening that you don't want. Do you have a relative that is drinking up and down? He doesn't want to accept Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. Can that thought come to you now? Can you have that thought that power in you can get that person born again? Do you have anyone in the hospital bed now and is related to you? And they said his old age, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. So old age is an imagination, and he can do above the imagination. Anything that you can think or imagine, he will do above it. Do you have someone? Because I can see a woman like mother, and I see her sick with leg. I see her sick with leg and complaining of leg. Not one, not two. There are plenty. Get your mind ready. All you need to do, can you imagine that person's face? You know, the realm of the spirit is like goggle. If you want to search, you search anyhow, you get anyhow. But when you search specifically, you get answer. If you go to Google and say, every so bona, be sure that something will come out about bona. If you take an image and you place it in Google, you will see that image. Other image can follow, but you see the image. In the realm of the spirit too, they don't do things anyhow. They do according to what you ask. Or what? What you imagine. So, take your imagination and bring that person into the realm of the spirit. And sometimes you might be looking at where is the realm of the spirit. You think the realm of the spirit is somewhere far. But do you remember Paul said that you should not be ignorant of the spiritual? Spiritual means that anything that is related to the realm of the spirit. And the realm of the spirit is realm of spirit because a spirit is dwelling there. But do you know heaven is a realm of the spirit? Earth also is a realm of the spirit. Yes. Hell is a realm of the spirit because there are spirits that went to hell. But do you know that you are also a realm of the spirit? Because Holy Ghost is dwelling in you. You are looking for a realm, but you are a realm yourself. You are a domain of spirit. You don't know who you are. You are a realm. You don't look for any realm outside. Because you, God, you are a realm. Because the day you got born again, it was the Holy Ghost that came to dwell in you. And for you to know and be sure, 100% sure, he gave you tongue. And you are speaking in tongue. And he said, he that speaketh in tongue, speaketh not unto man, but unto God. How be it in the realm of the spirit, he speaketh mystery. He that pray in unknown tongue, when you pray in your note, your spirit prayeth. He's trying to tell you that someone is living in your spirit. You are the realm of the spirit. I be realm, oh. And in my realm, there are activities going on. Paul tell them that God, don't be ignorant of the spiritual. Because in the realm of the spiritual, where only ghosts live in you, there is gift of tongue. Prophecy, everything. He said, but in that time, when activities begin to happen, manage it with love. Anybody that will come in contact with this message, be it offline. Some people will hear this message, not live. And the same power you will see here today, the same power will operate. I see after now, some people getting in the evening to hear a message, that's okay, I've gone to church, let me hear from Love C. And as they are hearing this talk, that they can be healed of any infirmity, they can be healed of any disease. Nothing is impossible. Can you imagine? As I'm talking now, thought will be coming to you. You see that thought coming to you? It's Holy Ghost trying to let you know, I want to move in this area. Holy Ghost is trying to let you know, I'm moving. He will bring a picture of someone in your mind. Even to you, he will begin to tell you something. As I was coming out, I felt heart. A heart pain. I felt bleeding. Someone is bleeding. That bleeding is going to stop. Someone is having issue with head. It's going to stop. Someone is always having issue with stomach. It's going to stop. Someone is having issue with ulcer. And he has done everything possible. It's going to stop. Someone I see like Igmi coming out of the eyes. It's going to stop. Someone is having pain. Pain. In the body, person is having pain. Always, always, always. I see someone also, you wake up sometimes, it's like you want to have stroke. Your body will be, I'm seeing it in the realm of the spirit. I'm seeing all this in the picture. Your body is like your hand will stiff. You will force yourself and open. You force yourself and open. You have anyone that you want heaven to touch now, get ready. Get ready. We are going to come in. You see, that power is in you already. And Jesus can never lie. He will chuku nye bazu. Imalite lawo.
Touch
wherever it's worrying you. Wherever you are feeling that pain, I want you to touch it. Some business that you think you need some special thing to do. You have tried everything in that business. Peter toiled all night. A specialized fisherman. Not only him, many fishermen, they were skilled. They've been doing it for years. But a small boy of 30-something years came. Just a small boy. And the poor boy came and said, you see, you've known about business. You know about skills. There is something I have. There is something in me. It does not work with your own kind of law that you have, your skills and everything. Peter, can I use your boat? Give me your boat. If you just give me your boat, forget about it. He said, is it my boat? Take it. I've toiled all night. My wife is going to be hungry. My children love nothing to eat. All of us, we are plenty here. We are many. We are going home empty-handed. Jesus laughed. He said, but just come. Just give me your boat. And after ministry, Jesus looked at him. He said, can you believe me? Can you trust on this power? Launch. 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 He said, no. He said, but we have talked all night. I've done everything about this business. I see someone here. You have a building and you are yet to complete it. And you have been praying to God, I want to complete this building. This same power. This same power. Peter, launch! Peter said, okay, I know it's not possible. No fish here. But at your saying, I will launch. Pastor Elvis, I know it's not possible. The woman has been sick for years. The doctor said that we are just waiting for her to pass. But at your word, not my word, but Jesus' word, can you believe? Can you launch? Can you launch? Because I see some business are going to receive power. When he launched, he could not even drag it out. Who did that miracle? Maybe it's another person. It's Jesus that did it now. He has to call the rest people. And they drag and drag. The net tore. It tore. After some time again, Jesus traveled. He left earth. The same Peter still went. He still came back. He looked at them again. He said, it's like you don't believe my power. It's not trial by error. It's always positive. It's a law. That same power is present now. If you can believe. Holy Ghost said, you must flow, Elvis. And I'm flowing. Say, Peter, children, have you caught any fish? Before you know it, boom, again. He now turned back. I say it's only one man that can do this miracle. In all Israel, nobody. It's only one man. This is the master. This is his way. Is there any business in your hands? I see the Lord anointing, special anointing on few people that is going to use in entrepreneurship. Can you believe this little boy? Can you believe this small boy? Can you believe that power is present here? All that power needs is your belief. If you are here online, I see you. You are wearing white. You are a woman. Your bed sheet is white, but it has some flowers. And I'm seeing on your table, you have medicines that they have put there. Beside you is a cup. Can you move those medicines away? Can you lift up your hands? That same power. Jesus was not around when Peter was saying this thing. By the body of Paul, handkerchiefs were taken and healing were happening. Raise up your hand right now. I rebuke that spirit of infirmity. And you are healed right now. The Lord said, I want to touch many. You are here right now. You are watching us. The angel of my father is with me. The angel of Daddy Thompson and him is here. You might be listening to this thing. This tape. After is no more life. But I want to tell you, in the realm of the spirit, there is no time. There is no distance. Realm of the spirit is spirit. Spirit, they are not counted 1 year, 2 years. No, no, no. You will never see angel that they said, this angel is 25 years old. No. Realm of the spirit is everlasting. So, as you are hearing it right now, put your hand to that place that is paining you. Is it your stomach? Put your hands. I see a child. He's not behaving normal. It's not growing normal. That child, I see a baby boy. I see a baby girl in another place. That child is having issue. Light in complexion. The baby girl, dark in complexion. It's having issue. Can you believe this small boy? Can you believe me right now? And you will see that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That the worst situation you can ever think is when a man is dead for 4 days, 3 days, and he said the man is sleeping. Your child is not dead yet. They are not dead. So, even if they are dead, there is still hope. So far, Jesus sees it and says, it's not dead. If Jesus says something is not dead, it's not dead. And Jesus is telling me to tell you your child is now okay. Can you begin to lay your hands upon that child? Can you lay hands upon that child? Put that girl down. Put that girl down. Let her begin to walk. Put that girl down. Put that girl down. Put that girl down. Give her water to drink. Now. Give her water to drink now as you see me. Put that girl down. I can see you. You are in the hospital right now as I'm talking to you. I can see you in the hospital. And you are sitting down. You are putting a wrapper. And you are wearing not pure white. It's not pure white. It's but soft white. The neck is big. The neck is not tightening you. Because you have lost weight. It's your normal clothes. But because you have loose weight, I just saw it. It's not tightening you. It's loose. But I saw it with wrapper. I see you putting one hand on the bed. I want you to stand up from that place now. Don't remove the drip. Just stand up from that place. And begin to confess with me. I am healed. I am healed. Begin to say it. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Begin to say it. I see the spirit in the realm of the spirit. I see the spirit moving out of Lagos. Ikorodu is still Lagos. I see the spirit moving to Ikorodu. You are having a heart problem. I can see you. You are having a heart problem. And it's like a sensation. It will hook you. It will hook you. And they have to miss something like, it might not be 7 up, but I'm seeing something that you miss, 2 things together to calm it down. To calm it down. You miss 2 liquid. It's like 7 up and under, but you mix it to calm it down. When that sensation is too much there. At the Korodu side, I see heaven touching you right now. I want you to put your hand upon that chest. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Healed in Jesus' name. I saw that baby. That baby has started running. That baby, I said they should put it on the floor. He has started running. I saw that baby. He has started running. That baby has started moving. I saw someone on the wheelchair. And I see the Lord taking me into the realm of the spirit. And I heard, can this dry bone live again? I'm hearing, pa, 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 pa. I heard someone saying to the person, I want you to go and listen to Love See message. I want you to listen, and I see the person telling the person, don't listen anyhow. This is your case. I see the person teaching the person first, talking to the person before playing this tape. I have moved into the realm of the spirit already. And I'm seeing pa 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 pa. I'm seeing strength coming into the body. Receive strength. The spirit moved me to Port Harcourt. The Holy Ghost is moving me to Port Harcourt now. And in the realm of the spirit, I'm in Port Harcourt. And I hear, we have tried everything possible. This guy is like, he can't be normal again. He does not talk normal. They've taken the person to rehab or be something center. But the person cannot still talk normal. He can't get himself. I'm in Port Harcourt. And I'm speaking to that brain. I'm correcting that brain right now. In the name of Jesus. The brain is faster than organization of the talk. Brain is moving faster than the talk. So they need to slow it down. And I slow that brain down now. In the name of Jesus. And I see a womb. You see my hand? Spine will move. It will not move inside like this. It will move as light. I don't know what it means. Medical people, I don't know. But this is what I saw in the realm of. I just saw my hand like this. I saw spine moving. And instead of it to move inward like this, the spine move sideways. And in the name of Jesus, as I open my hand right now, I open that womb. In Jesus' name. As I open my hand, I open that womb. In Jesus' name. Conceive. For there shall not be any barren in our midst.
in this role.
I don't want to miss it. I see someone that is into drugs. Drugs. And the person I've tried. The thing is not dropping. It's not dropping. Can the person believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what the person can think, according to the power that is working in that person? I see in this row, not one, not two. The person believes that something is wrong with his mind. But he cannot tell anybody. Because nobody can understand him. He feels that he's in another world. In a dream world. He's having issue with the mind. And he can tell when that thing happened as he was growing up. And today, he believes nobody can understand what is happening to me. I tell you, the spirit sees it. Spirit is seeing it. This side. Spirit is seeing it. If Jesus can restore a man that they chain, they tie you with chain. You are not tied with chain. That same Jesus. That same Jesus. If you know you are here, and you're having that issue, touch your head. I see Paul in the realm of the spirit. Paul calling to tell me, you know, we are preaching something and saying, so Paul said that be of cheer. I see a boat trying to have issue. The person will come and give this testimony. Because surely, the boat will have issue. But be of good cheer. Everybody will be safe.
Yes. Yes. Walking in your midst. Me walking. It's me walking and walking. I'm still walking. I'm still walking. So you can take that which is yours. I'm still walking in your midst. I'm still walking. It's me walking. It's me. It's me walking. I'm the one walking. I'm walking. Walking for to walk. Walking for to walk. So you can take yours also. You can take that which is yours also. You can take yours, which is you may take ya Tony Mesokoto yours, sikitenekete yours. Yomi ateliat no yours. Imbotiato yours. Evilobiatu name no yours. It is yours also. Yeah, it is yours also. Even you who is saying, oh, what about me? It is me walking. It is me walking. It is me walking. It is me walking. That's why, even at the beginning, I have said you can take virtue. You can take virtue. You can take your own virtue. You can take your own virtue. Even when I don't seem to be coming towards you, you can take your own virtue. You can stretch forth and take your own virtue, because it is me walking. It is me present. It is me here. It is me walking. It is me delivering. It is me healing. It is me giving. It is me lifting. It is me taking. It is me calling. It is me calling you out. Even out of chains, out of darkness, out of infirmity, out of limitation. You can stretch forth. You can stretch forth and even take yours also. You can take yours also. You can take yours also. See the Lord Jesus. See the Lord Jesus. See the Lord Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.